Chiefs. Number three is senior Jordan Helmuth. Number five, a 6'9" senior Trevor Boers. Number 15, a senior Brad Schaefer. Number 23, a senior Jacob Sawyers. And number 25, a junior Hank Barker. K-Bank Geo coached by Brent Boers. Second year as head coach, he's gone 29-14 in that time. And John, I'd like to point out there's just one junior on this squad. Everyone else is a senior or a sophomore.
This is going to be feast or famine for the K-Pack Chiefs. I'm not saying that next year is going to be famine either, because there's a lot of good juniors that we have seen on the JV.
A lot of good talent there.
Future juniors are going to be on the JV.
Harbor Beach for their starting lineup. Coached by Ron Rubel for 26 years now. At number 5, a 5'11 junior, Devin Puff. Number 10, a senior, 5'11, Devin Finkel, a 4.0 student heading to Saginaw Valley in the fall. Number 14, the other senior in the squad, a 6'2 senior, Mason Yon, going on to college, undecided what college to go to. He has a 3.89 GPA. Number 24, his younger brother, a 6'3 junior, lanky as all can be, and that'd be Parker Yon. And the big man down low, a 6'6 junior, Evan Smiglinski.
It's a good lineup.
Harbor Beach in their home white uniforms, orange and black stripes down the sides, orange numbers, orange Harbor Beach across their chest, and a black outline there for K-Pack in their road blue uniforms. The Chief on their lower left short with yellow stripes down the sides, white K-Pack across their chest with a gold outline for them. These are John Mooney approved jerseys for both sides.
Now, why would you say that?
I'm not quite sure.
Not the ring that I'm wearing right now.
No, not at all. Not at all. All right, so 8 minutes are on the clock. A pretty good crowd, especially for a Wednesday. We have all the junior and elementary basketball programs from Harbor Beach in attendance tonight. They got in for free and also got a free concessions, basically a grab from the concessions, whatever they wanted in between the games. That's been going on for a long, long time.
That's a great program and a great way to get the young Pirates involved.
Tipping off for Harbor Beach, that'd be the junior. Number 24, Parker Yon, going against Trevor Boers, the 6'9" senior. Jeff Kozel, Jason Leonard, and Nathan Haig with your officiating tonight. And the tip is won by K-Pack, moving right to left across your radio. At the point, that'd be Jordan Helmuth calling the shots over to the left wing to Brad Schaefer. Schaefer over to Hank Barker. Back to the left wing to Sawyers. Sawyers feeds it down to Boers. Mid-range jump shot on the baseline's no good. The putback is no good either from Sawyers. And here comes Harbor Beach after the defensive rebound. 0-0. We've played 25 seconds. At the top of the key, Mason Yon goes down the left side of the lane. The layup is good for two as he streaked down that left side of the lane. And Harbor Beach is leading 2-0 with 7:22 left in the first quarter.
Mason blew right by everybody.
And K-Pack coughs it up inside the lane. A first turnover for the Chiefs. Mason Yon goes coast to coast. This one's short, though. Rebound brought in by Helmuth for K-Pack. Both teams running the ball so far. Helmuth nearly loses it and is tipped by Finkel. Second turnover into the hands of Finkel. Finkel in transition, reverse Mikan's no good. Parker Yon keeps the offensive rebound to keep the possession alive for the Pirates. 6:55 left in the first. It's 2-0, Harbor Beach leading the K-Pack Chiefs.
What did we say about getting on the fast break?
No kidding. Finkel to the right elbow to Puff. Down to the low post to Smiglinski. This one airmails right over the top and rebound K-Pack. Trevor Boers, 6'9" senior, brings the ball up himself at the free throw line, dribbling down the left side of the lane, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots with 6:36 left in the first quarter. This will be the first team foul against the Harbor Beach Pirates and the first going against Evan Smiglinski. Trevor Boers at the free throw line shooting two. John, have anything stats on him?
Trevor Boers is pretty good, actually. He's one of the better free throw shooters in the Greater Thumb East.
And he makes the first one, and you expect nothing less from a coach's son. Historically speaking, typically that's the case.
This guy, well, we first started watching him last year, and I'll tell you what, quite impressive and everything. The last time we saw him was probably the regionals.
Beecher game. As he makes both there, we're tied at 2-2, 2-2, 6.5 left in the first. K-Pack showing some pressure in the backcourt. Mason Yon to Puff underneath the basket. Kicks it out to the left wing to the top to Parker Yon. Pops the three. It is up. This one's long, wide left. And rebound Trevor Boers for K-Pack. Still tied 2-2. 6:15 left in the first quarter. Boers brings the ball up. He's at the top of the key at the free throw line. Skips it into the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer, after a couple dribbles, kicks it up to Sawyers. Swings it to the right. Back up to the top of the key. to Boers against McGlinski. Down to the right block. And this one's up from number 25. Barker, no good. Rebound still loose. And Smiglinski can't bring it in. And it's going to be K-Pack ball underneath their own hoop.
That's huge. I mean, now you got to limit the Chiefs to one shot if you're going to have success tonight, if you're the Pirates.
Jordan Helmuth will be inbounding for the Chiefs underneath their own basket. Left side of her radio. Kicks it into the left corner to Sawyers. Sawyers back to the top, over to the right wing to Barker. Dribbles inside the lane, and this one's high off the glass. No good, though. Rebound Parker Yan for the Pirates. Third rebound for the orange and black tonight. Finkel slows things down to Parker Yan. Streaks down the left side of the lane. This one's tipped by Boers and brought in by Boers. Here come the Chiefs. Still tied at two apiece. 5.5 left in the first. Pushing tempo into the left corner to Helmuth. Helmuth gets a screen from Boers. Finkel guarding him. Reaching a man-to-man defense in the corner. Boers against McGlinski. Boers dribbling to the left wing. Now swings back down to the baseline. Spins back in. Skip pass to the right wing. Topped back up to Helmuth, who reset the offense.
These are interesting matchups.
Brent Boers calling in the shots to his team on the court on the left side of your radio. 5-10 remains in the first. Gets a screen from Boers. Dribbling Helmuth over to the left wing. Nothing there now. He dives into the lane. Off balance. No good. Rebound Parker Yan. That's his third rebound of the evening. Here come the Pirates. Devin Puff can't hang on to it. That's the first turnover for the Pirates. But then Puff steals it back, and that's the third turnover for the Chiefs. 4:48 left in the first, and it's still 2-2. Mason Yan of the right elbow down to the baseline. Mid-range jump shot is up, and this one's off the mark. Rebound Boers for K-Pack. Boers pushing tempo. It's 1-on-3, and he can't hang on to it. And it's going to be a block call on Parker Yan. And transition as he got plowed over and was moving his feet. That'll be Parker Yan's first personal foul. Second team foul against the Pirates. K-Bank ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio.
Parker Yan's got to stay on that floor because, you know, he's also intimidating on the inside with his shot blocking capabilities.
Schaefer gets the inbound, kicks it right up to the top of the key to Sawyers. Back to Boers at the top of the key to the left elbow. Going against McGlinski, spins inside the lane, down to the right block, and this one's good. Into the hands of number 15, Brad Schaefer, and K-Pack has their first lead of the night. 4-2, 4:16 left in the first quarter. Devin Puff to Smiglinski at the left right elbow, down to the corner. Parker Yan pops the three. This one's long. Rebound wrangled in by Smiglinski. Double team in the corner. He's in trouble. Now spins and skip pass to the top to Puff. Harbor Beach needs to get some tempo and some rhythm going on offense. Mason Yan dives in the lane from the left side, and this one's in. Mason Yan has all 4 points for the Pirates. It's 4-4, 3:48 left in the first quarter. Jordan Helmuth, senior for K-Pack, dribbling at the right wing extended. Boers at the high post. Passes over to the left wing, Schaefer. Going against Parker Yan. Two Boers and the give and go down to the low post. Double teamed there. Goes up strong. This one's too strong. And rebound brought in by Mason Yan of Harbor Beach. Yan. Pushing tempo again. He dives into the lane. Kicks over to left wing. But before he can do that, he is fouled by number 25, Hank Barker. That's his first, the junior for K-Pack. And team's first for K-Pack. Substitution for Harbor Beach. That'd be the sophomore moved up midseason, Dylan Kadar, replacing Devin Puff, the 5'11 junior. Devin Finkel inbounding for Harbor Beach, right side of your radio. Screens going across away from the basket. Finkel finally feeds it into Smiglinski, back up to Kadar, left wing. Dribbling down to the baseline, pump fakes to Smiglinski, left block, turns, and this one's in for two. Smiglinski gives Harbor Beach the lead back, 6-4, 3:12 left in the first quarter. Helmuth dribbling against Finkel at the left wing, slowing things down. Screen from Boers. Still at the top of the key, dribbling down the left side of the lane. Jump stop at the low post. Turns around, jump shot. This one's smooth as silk and finds the bottom of the rim. It's 6-6 between K-Pack and Harbor Beach for the Greater Thumb East Championship. Parker Yan to Finkel. Pressure in the backcourt from K-Pack. Kadar over to Mason Yan on the right wing for three. This one is good. Mason Yan on senior night has 7 points. And it is now 9-6. Harbor Beach out to their largest lead of the night with 2:36 left in the first quarter.
Mason Yan is feeling it. I mean, with two blow-bys for the Deuces and that three-point shot, that was just beautiful.
Sawyers at the left wing. Passes over to the right wing to Schaefer. Schaefer now back to Barker. Barker inside the lane, way off the mark. Throws the one up, but it doesn't touch anything. Rebound brought in by Mason Yan here in Pirates. 7 rebounds for Harbor Beach, 6 for K-Pack. Finkel down to the low post, and this one's in for two. Devin Fingal with his first points, and now Harbor Beach leads by 5, 11-6, with just over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. 11-6, Boers dribbles up across the timeline, right to left across your radio, taking his time, calling the shots, gives it back.